Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Christ. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. 1 John 3, verses 1 and 2. This is this morning's sermon text. My prayer for you is that you would always be God's dorky child. That's what I pray for each and every one of you. That you feel out of place in this world. That you're not comfortable with this world. That you feel like a weirdo in this world. An outcast. Like you don't belong. Because you don't belong to this world. Not the way it is. The world is broken and riddled with death. It's mean, ugly, rude, power-hungry. It's self-serving. It's diseased. It promotes violence, hatred, lust, rebellion, arrogance. It's out for self-gain and greedy. Wants everyone to covet and scheme. It breeds anxiety and exhaustion, confusion, frustration, unhealthy ambition and competition, and even depression, as well as many other things. The world as it is now is what J.R.R. Tolkien calls Cirith Ungol in The Lord of the Rings, the Pass of the Spider, Shelob's Lair. So I told you, I want you to be dorky. So we're going to go to The Lord of the Rings, because there's no better kind of dork than a Tolkien dork, right? Shelob is a huge demonic spider in Tolkien's fictional universe. I pray you don't feel at home with our real Shelob. That you aren't entangled in Lucifer's web of lies. Because you don't belong in the darkness of this world, in the pass of the spider. You belong with your Father in heaven. You were made for the Shire. St. John says, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. As a Christian, you are a child of God right now. And right now, we live in a dark and dangerous world. Is there beauty in it? Can you find goodness in it? Truth in it? Yes, absolutely. Because the church prays for God's kingdom to come and for his will to be done on earth just as it is in heaven. And so we do have rays of light, of goodness, truth, and beauty to enjoy on this side of the resurrection. And we seek those out. And we delight in them. If you trust in Jesus as your Savior, as the one who took your place on the cross to destroy sin's bite, to end the devil's evil reign over your life, if you trust in Christ and him crucified, in the Son of God who came into this world to make you his brother or his sister, if you look to his word to shape you, to form you in his image, so that you would be like him, you are God's child right now, even as you pass through the devil's lair. As I look out at all of you, I can see that most have already been born anew in baptism. Praise be to God for each and every one of your births, baptismal births. Some of you, however, have not yet been born again. You are still growing in the proverbial womb of the Word, waiting for your baptismal waters to break, and they are about to break. However, children are alive, whether they're inside or outside their mother's womb. And so, whether you're baptized or not quite yet baptized, everyone in this room who believes in Jesus is a child of God. You are all God's children right now. And so we have two truths to consider this morning. One, that we are God's children right now, not that we're going to be at some future date, but right now, even though what being a child of God looks like is not fully revealed to us on this side of the resurrection. And two, that this is not your true home. That we are on a journey somewhere. We don't live in Shalab's lair. It's called the pass of the spider. We are passing through this sin-filled world. As St. John says, see what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. It did not know our Lord. And so this is why I pray that you would always be God's dorky child. Why I pray that you would never fit in with this world. If the world knows you, if you fit in with it and you behave the way the world does, if you walk like it and you talk like it, well, you might be of it. If the ungodly of the world see you as one of them, one of their own, if you don't stand out as different from your non-Christian peers, then there's a problem. A problem that could have eternal consequences for you if not corrected, if not repented of. November 1st, as I said at the beginning of the service, was All Saints' Day, and today we're observing that high feast. We remember those who died in Christian faith. Saints, just like you. Christians, unknown by the world. Children of God, known by their Father in heaven. Travelers, who passed through this spider's lair during their earthly lives, but who were not ensnared in the world's web, and not, therefore, numbered among the dead. I pray you won't be numbered among the dead. May you always be your father's dorky child, a weirdo in the eyes of the world. May the world never know you because it did not know Jesus, your Lord and your Savior, your brother. You ever thought about this before? As a Christian, you've been made holy by your Father in heaven. The word holy means sacred. It means set apart. You've been set apart by your Heavenly Father. Think of marbles. Some of you may have played with marbles as a kid. I love playing with marbles. I never played them the way you're supposed to play them. Well, I liked them because they were different colors, and I would collect the ones I liked, right? So my marbles were over here. They were set apart as mine because I liked them. That's what the Lord has done with you. You are his. He has set you apart, made you holy. You are his child. You're a part of his family. You're not supposed to look like you're part of someone else's family. You're his kid. You behave the way his children behave. You look like your dad. You feel at home with him, in his church, with his other children, among his family, your Christian brothers and sisters at his table. This is why our church service is unlike anything else in the world. This is why our praise songs are psalms and hymns that sound nothing like what you hear on the radio. This is why we use the ancient liturgical forms to order our worship. Because we're doing things our Father's way. Not according to what's cool in the world, but according to Scripture. We're not trying to be like the world. In fact, we're intentionally trying to guard ourselves against the influence of the world. We don't want to be influenced by the world. We want the world to be influenced by us. We don't want to be like the godless, like the poor souls caught in the demonic spider web. What happens to a fly in a spider web? Yeah, it's not chilling having a cup of tea with the spider. No, it's rolled up and sucked dry. Yeah. We don't want to be like that, sucked dry of life. And we don't just do this on Sunday morning. We as Christians are set apart as saints, holy ones, to live every moment of our lives, every single moment of your life, the way Jesus instituted it. How he would have you live as one of his disciples. And so Christians aren't cool. Sorry, if you were hoping to be cool, wrong place. We're the dorks of the school. We're the nerdy bookworm stuffed in the locker. We're the one getting swirlies and all the other stuff. We're the bookworms with our noses in our Bibles, in the Word of God. We're the kids who want to do what their parents taught them to do, who feel out of place in the sea of their peers. We don't want to rebel. We're just trying to get through the day without being tempted or pressured to do what we know is bad. We're not interested in trying to be something we're not. We're content and confident being who we were raised to be, being God's child. We're that kid who you look at in the hallways of school who just doesn't care what anybody else thinks. And you're like, man, I wish I had his confidence. Why can't I be like that guy? You are that guy. You can be like that guy. Dear saints, don't try to be like the world. Instead, be at peace as a dorky child of God. As the person you are. Made holy by the body and blood of Jesus, set apart as his. The world doesn't know Jesus. You look weird to the world because you follow Jesus. You've been transformed by his death and resurrection, by his word, his gospel, made into something unique in your baptism, in your conception through the word. He's formed you into something special. Who wants to conform with the crowd? Only dead fish swim with the current, they say. The world is all about conformity. It strips you of what makes you special, different, the things that make you wonderful. Your Father in heaven made you to be different. He set you apart. You're his special child. Be okay in your skin. You're unique on a purpose. It would be a shame if, because of pressure, you squeezed yourself into this mass industrial mold just to become like another faithless, mindless, rolled up fly on Shalab's web, Satan's next snack. You were conceived by the Holy Spirit to tear away from the spider's web. Stand out from the crowd, full of life and energy in Christ. To be delightfully different from the world. You are a child of God. Known by your Father right now. And unknown by the world right now. Because you're Jesus' brother or sister. Your Father's child. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.